The Way, the Light, and the Life, Elder Bernard P. Brockbank, Bernard P. Brockbank, Conference Report, October 1969, pages 69-71. My dear brothers and sisters, it is a joy to be in the atmosphere of peace and love, and that is what seems to be radiated here today. I would like to give a few general thoughts in the few moments that I occupy. I would like to quote a few statements from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, statements of Jesus. Jesus said, "For I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Brothers and sisters, our assignment is not to condemn the world, but to help save the world. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father, but by me. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. In Jesus Christ and his teachings and example we have God's truth. We have God's way and God's example for full and abundant life. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the Savior of the world, the Messiah and Redeemer of all mankind, and the only mediator between God and mortal man. Jesus said, "No man cometh unto the Father, but by me." The Apostle Peter said, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved." Miracles performed by Jesus. Jesus is the only mortal man who proved his divine godliness by the many miracles that he performed. He rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was calm. And they being afraid wondered, saying one to another, "What manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and water, and they obey him." Jesus multiplied 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes and fed 5,000 hungry people. He commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves, and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed, and brake, and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude, and they did all eat, and were filled, and they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full, and they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, beside women and children. Before witnesses Jesus raised the dead maid and Lazarus. He took the dead maid by the hand and called, saying, "Maid, arise," and her spirit came again. And she arose straightway. The people who were with Jesus when he called Lazarus out of his grave and raised him from the dead bear their records. Jesus healed the blind, the crippled, and the sick. The scriptures say Jesus was crucified for the sins of the world, first to be resurrected. Jesus was the first to be resurrected from the dead. The glorious resurrection was announced. "He is not here, for he is risen, but now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that slept." Jesus appeared to his disciples. "Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me, and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have." Paul said, after that, he was seen of about 500 brethren at once. Many other miracles were performed by him: his teachings, his life, his death, his resurrection, and his ascension to the kingdom of God are evidence of his divinity. Jesus is the God of love, the God of peace, the God of light. God is light. The Apostle John said, "This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him, and walk in darkness, we lie, and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all sin. He that saith he is in the light, and hateth his brother, is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes." Spiritual darkness today. Today there is spiritual darkness in the world in many places and in the lives of many of the Lord's children. Much has been said in this conference relative to this. Today there is widespread disrespect for God, disrespect for Jesus Christ and his teachings and commandments, disrespect for self and neighbor, disrespect for marriage and family, disrespect for the Holy Scriptures. Many love themselves and pleasure more than they love God. Men love the creatures and the creations of God more than they love the Creator. Alcohol, tobacco, stimulants, and drugs are consumed abundantly. In many, the appetites are controlling their brains and minds, rather than the God-given human mind controlling the appetites. Love is often turned into lust. Love is from God and lust is from Satan. Blessings available. Young people and many others are concerned and are asking about today and the future. I am often asked, What does today and the future offer me, young people? All that your God and your Savior have ever offered to mortal man is available to you today. Knowledge of the living God and the living Jesus Christ is available to you now. You can seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and He has promised you His care and blessings, the God-inspired scriptures, the Holy Bible and the Book of Mormon, with God's plan of life, are available today. You can pray to a living God that created you in His image and likeness and have your prayers heard and answered. You can love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. You can love neighbor and self. You can be honest. You can love your parents and honor them. Prophets on the earth. There is a prophet of God and apostles on the earth today to assist and help you. You can follow their example and counsel. You can be baptized for the remission of sins and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost by those holding the priesthood of God. You can repent and be forgiven and be free of sin. Jesus Christ said, "Behold, he who has repented of his sins, the same is forgiven, and I, the Lord, remember them no more." Repentance is the God-given principle to perfect your life. When used, it cleanses away sin, weakness, imperfection, and brings progress, peace, love, righteousness, and eternal life. Jesus said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Repentance will lift you from darkness and cloudiness to the light of godliness. Preparation for the kingdom of heaven through repentance is available to you today. Temple marriage. Young people, you can be married for time and eternity in a temple of God by one holding the holy Melchizedek priesthood. You can live the God-revealed word of wisdom and have the destroying angel pass you by. You can pay your tithing and offerings and have the Lord open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. You can do the will of God and help build His church and kingdom on this earth. All of the accumulated knowledge of man is also available to you today. It is estimated that we have twice the knowledge available today that we had a few years ago. As young people, all of the evils of the world are also available to you. The power of choice. Our prophet opened this conference with these words in his message. God gave to man part of His divinity. He gave man the power of choice, and no other creature in the world has it. So He placed upon the individual the obligation of conducting himself as an eternal being. Young people, when you pray, pray for wisdom, pray for faith, pray for love, pray for strength and forgiveness. Ask to be helped through the temptations of this life and be sure you ask to be delivered from evil. I testify that Jesus Christ lives today, that He is the way, the truth, and the life, and that you can come unto the fullness of life by following Him, and so pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.